This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm sorry, I was feeling sort of weird about doing this show today, but you know what? Let's do this show today. It doesn't change that it is a Merry Christmas. You know, the question that I ask myself a lot is, America officially a nation of sheep? I've always thought about half of us are, and I've always accepted that. But, you know, sometimes things need to change, and we're in one of those moments. And a recent YouGov poll proves that about half of us are sheep. It showed that Democrats are both more fearful than the rest of us of COVID and more authoritarian when it comes to mandating vaccines for those who have chosen not to submit to the jab, the Fauci ouchie, as Michael Knowles calls it. So you can conclude that Democrats are indeed more sheep-like. The Democrat Party was not always scaredy-cats, motivated by fear and a will toward authoritarianism. JFK would not have cowered in fear of a virus, nor would he have so egregiously exaggerated the seriousness of the virus, nor would have countless other Democrats of the past. And the radicalization of the party began in earnest under Obama, who is a communist at heart. It was Obama who turned the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, the DEA, the ATF, and the CIA into surveillance agencies tasked with ferreting out political opposition anywhere it might be found. When Trump won in 2016, those agencies all doubled down on their now well-practiced Stalinist tactics. The denizens of the Obama administration are well represented within the pathetic Biden team, albeit behind the scenes. And just who is calling the shots is anyone's guess, but whoever they are, they have very poor judgment, as does every single member of the Biden cabinet. Granholm for energy. Buttigieg for transportation. Jake Sullivan for national security. Garland as attorney general. Every one of them is a disaster. Clueless to the point of being dangerous. And most dangerous of all is their taste for tyranny over the American people. Anyone paying attention knows that Biden and his little cabal of ideological schemers are gleefully looking forward to shutting down more small businesses, mandating more restrictions on our daily lives and the lives of the nation's children. Then there's the mad woman of New York, Governor Kathy Hochul. Power mad, crazy woman. She has mandated masks for two-year-olds. She's clearly forgotten everything she ever knew about toddlers, including how to keep them healthy. Governor Brill Cream Newsom from California is cut from the same cloth. They, like the rest of the blue state governors and mayors like Muriel Bowser of D.C., are drunk with their newfound power over others. And they're sheep of a different color. The red of communism. They are the sheep herders. They enjoy their power too much. They stick together even in the face of veritable volumes of actual science that proves the vaccines are dangerous. They have killed or damaged hundreds of thousands. And surely they all know this, but they continue to insist that we must be forced to submit. Now, either they submitted themselves and regret it, or they have not. Because members of Congress are exempt from the mandate, and do not care that the clot shots are catastrophically dangerous for far too many young athletes, for example. The Fauci fascists know all about this, too, but continue to support vaccine mandates. Could one conclude that they have a gene for genocide? Bill Gates just might. He's been enthralled by population reduction for decades. A case has been filed with the International Criminal Court charging Gates, Fauci, and Peter Daszak with genocide. There are volumes of material by physicians and virologists and epidemiologists that advise against vaccinating children. And yet parents are willingly giving their youngsters over to the jabbers. Healthy children are not at risk of dying from COVID. There's no reason for them to be vaxxed. And yet, show those parents the dire warnings from these actual experts, and Fauci hasn't seen a patient in 40 years, and they still go with the absurd, flip-flopping, hypocritical advice of Fauci, Walensky, and the big pharma-paid mouthpieces on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and CBS. And the bottom line is that no one, least of all Fauci or Biden, knows what the long-term consequences of these wholly experimental vaccines will be. The real experts, Drs. Robert Malone, Ryan Cole, the signers of the Great Barrington Declaration, Dr. Malone's Unity Project, to name a few, have risked their careers to tell the truth. Their warnings have been suppressed, and their social media has been canceled. Contrary to what Biden and the CDC have asserted, the vaccines do not stop transmission of COVID. But the fake stream media first denied this fact, then soft-pedaled it. They are financially dependent on the big pharma ad revenue. And it now seems like those who have sheep-like been vaxxed and boosted, they're more in danger of getting COVID and or the cold they're calling Omicron, which is an anagram for moronic. And the pandemic is becoming one now of the vaccinated. And what has been done to the American people and the Canadian people and the Australian people and the Austrian people and the German people, the French people, etc., is the most horrific globalist crime against humanity ever perpetrated on formerly free people in the history of the formerly civilized world. I guess you could ask, is all of this part of the Great Reset plan? I guess maybe. But how do we explain the multi-millions of people who have accepted this fate, the lockdowns and the masks and the vaccines, so willingly? How have so many millions surrendered to the fear ginned up by the 24/7 by this deplorable media? The Americans who won the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, or World War II would not recognize the Americans who today bought into the lockdowns, masked up to walk their dogs, lined up to be jabbed with an experimental vaccine, and now, as if members of a cult, are turning their young children over to the same madmen who conspire to take over the world. Their minds have been manipulated, and they have succumbed to mass hysteria. And this is a shame. Life is not one of those things where you are going to walk out into it and get a guarantee ever. Not one day, not ever. You can, you can trip and fall down a flight of stairs. You can have a heart attack without ever knowing that you've had heart disease. Life is a rough thing to go through. And that's what makes it so precious to live it. Because we never know when it's going to go. And there's not any one thing that is worse than any other thing when it comes to you losing your life, because the end result is the same. Don't be afraid of COVID. If you're older, if you have comorbidities, all these other things, like I do, then take care and take steps. And still go out boldly and live that life. Today they're telling you that you should not be celebrating Christmas unless everybody's vaccinated and masked. And I leave you with this. The nature of psychological compulsion is such that those who act under constraint remain under the impression that they're acting on their own initiative. The victim of mind manipulation does not know that he is a victim. To him, the walls of his prison are invisible and he believes himself to be free. That he is not free is apparent only to other people. His servitude is strictly objective. You're an American. Live like one. Be bold. Dare to go outside and breathe the fresh air. And enjoy your family. Unfettered. No conditions. If something does arise, deal with it. Deal with it and move on. You're much bolder than this. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well, welcome back and Merry Christmas, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I feel like I have a touch of the, I have the busy throat, as we would say. So, I apologize for all the claims of insurrection. January 6th was pretty tame as a full-fledged revolt.
They broke little and mostly just wandered around the Capitol until they left and went home. There was no effort to hold any ground, no effort to eject the Capitol Police. There was really nothing of that sort. That's not saying there weren't issues, of course. What we saw wasn't good, and I wasn't exactly thrilled watching it unfold. In fact, I feared that the less critical thinking would fall for this, to be honest with you. But the left has been tripping over itself lately to claim that January 6th was just a preview of a full-fledged fascist takeover of the government. And now they have retired generals doing that for them. So as we approach the first anniversary of the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, we, all of us former senior military officials, are increasingly concerned about the aftermath of the 2024 presidential election and the potential for lethal chaos inside our military, which would put all Americans at severe risk. In short, we are chilled to our bones at the thought of a coup succeeding next time. One of our military strengths is that it draws from our diverse population. It is a collection of individuals all with different beliefs and backgrounds. But without constant maintenance, the potential for a military breakdown mirroring societal or political breakdown is very real. But they go on. The signs of potential turmoil in our armed forces are there. On January 6th, a disturbing number of veterans and active duty members of the military took part in the attack on the Capitol. More than 1 in 10 of those charged in the attacks has a service record. A group of 124 retired military officials under the name Flag Officers for America released a letter echoing Donald Trump's false attacks on the legitimacy of our elections. The potential for a total breakdown of the chain of command along partisan lines from the top of the chain to squad level is significant should another insurrection occur. The idea of rogue units organizing among themselves to support the rightful commander-in-chief cannot be dismissed. Now, do you understand the chutzpah of these guys? You know, we saw that article that came out of Time or Newsweek, I can't remember what it was, where they very carefully outlined what they did in order to make sure the correct outcome was reached in the election. They admitted to it. And they've done everything they can to try to, they've done everything they can to try to make it permanent, all of these little emergency actions they had. COVID was a big, big way to get a lot of mail-in voting. That's what it was. That's all it was. But I digress. Let's go back to the good general, shall we? First, everything must be done to prevent another insurrection. Not a single leader who inspired it has been held to account. Our elected officials and those who enforce the law, including the Justice Department, the House Select Committee, and the whole of Congress, must show more urgency. But the military cannot wait for elected officials to act. The Pentagon should immediately order a civics review for all members, uniformed and civilian, on the Constitution and electoral integrity. There also must be a review of the laws of war and how to identify and deal with illegal orders. And it must reinforce unity of command to make sure perfectly clear to every member of the Defense Department whom they answer to. No service member should say they didn't understand whom to take orders from in a worst-case scenario. These guys think a lot of themselves. The Pentagon gets told what to do by the civilian chain of command. That's what happens. Of course, our Secretary of Defense is a complete wokist, so that's a problem. But oh, the horror for all of this stuff they're talking about. And to be honest, an insurrection may well be horrible. But I find it amusing how this is suddenly a problem. They're writing this, the general's writing this note, how the commanding general of the Oklahoma National Guard refused an order to require all of his troops to be vaccinated, holding it up as a sign of things to come. Meanwhile, officers ignoring Trump's orders were heralded as heroes. Here's the thing. These things that they suggest to these guys are guidelines. These are guidelines for the commanding officer. And in the end, the commanding officer makes the decision as to what he's going to do or not going to do. And if somebody above him does not like that, if they think that he's done something egregious, then maybe he gets relieved. But obviously, the commanding general of the Oklahoma National Guard, has not been relieved yet. So what's behind this concern over insurrection? Because if there's a chance of such a thing, we would be the ones behind it, right? Me and you. I mean, we're the guys talking about how our rights are so important to prevent tyranny. If we were gearing up to fight the federal government, wouldn't we be the ones talking about it? Aren't we the ones not talking about it? I mean, you've got the odd hypotheticals of what would we do if X happens, and that's always going to be around. It's been around. It was around the entirety of Obama's administration, and those are actually harmless because there's a lot of things that go into making plans, like logistics. Logistics are huge. I don't see anybody buying enough equipment, and nobody can really stockpile enough ammunition. And, you know, the coordination that it would take to actually prepare a unit-sized element big enough to go and overthrow the government isn't happening. Why would they? Right now, Biden's approval rating is somewhere south of Genghis Khan's, and the chances of either him or anyone else getting a second term aren't really great. The Democrats are going to lose the House and the Senate the next year's midterms as well. And that's assuming Manchin doesn't jump to the Republican side and flip the Senate before the midterms. So why are we talking about it now? You got to remember that at least one of the authors admits the ties with a group called Vote Vets. This is a progressive group of military veterans who try to use their veteran status to lend gravitas to their arguments. And I'll tell you right now, the military that I was involved in the 80s, it doesn't exist today. I'm still a veteran of the U.S. military, but I'm a veteran of that time. Just like, when I was in the military, we were much more modernized than what the soldiers of World War II or the Korean War or the Vietnam War. Things continue to evolve. But you know what? Me sitting back there and saying to you, well, I'm a veteran, so listen to me because I know what I'm talking about. No, that's not exactly true. Only one in eight, when I was in the military, are actually combatants. And everybody else is support. And support is the king. Support is what makes combat possible. The truth is, there's no real discussion of an insurrection except by the people who would most benefit from that discussion. And those are the progressive groups who want to keep you afraid that fascism is on the rise, generally while ignoring what actual fascism is. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his wife Jill spent part of their Christmas Eve visiting patients at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
We're wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, but most of all, health. Good health in the new year to all of you kids and to your parents and your families.
There's a long-standing tradition of first ladies celebrating the holidays at the hospital. But according to the White House, this is the first time a sitting president has taken part in the ceremony. About 2,000 Christians gathered at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for the traditional midnight mass. Pope Francis delivered the opening prayer and is set to give his traditional blessing at the Christmas Day Mass. This is USA Radio News. If you're still waiting for Santa Claus to arrive with your presents, the North American Aerospace Defense Command is once again tracking Santa Claus's journey across the globe with updates available online. NORAD, which is responsible for airspace security over the United States and Canada, are tracking him, and you can watch live on NORAD's website. You can also call the hotline at 1-877-HI-NORAD. They've been tracking Santa since 1955, when a local newspaper's ad for a hotline to allow children to speak to Santa featured a number misprint. Instead of reaching Santa Claus, the phone rang through to the crew commander on duty, the U.S. Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup. He worked at the Continental Air Defense Commander Operations Center, which was the predecessor to NORAD. Colonel Shoup quickly realized a mistake had been made, and he assured the children that he was Santa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And Merry Christmas, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I will be gargling shortly after this. Yeah, my Christmas will be spent gargling and sucking lozenges. You know, whenever you leave it to someone to be the arbiter behind certain decisions, you are going to breed corruption. And we get this from NBC Bay Area. A Santa Clara County civil grand jury accused Sheriff Laurie Smith of corruption. The sheriff is accused of multiple counts of willful and corrupt misconduct in office, and six of the seven counts are connected to allegations of trading coveted concealed weapons permits for contributions to her re-election campaigns. This has been, this has been going on for 2 years. I mean, in November 2019, we learned that from the Mercury News that Smith's office was being investigated over concealed weapons permits issued by her office, particularly one to an executive security agent who made the biggest single donation to support her re-election bid. In September 2020, the Mercury News again reported how a former CEO pled guilty, how others have been indicted for brokering $90,000 in campaign contributions, and how Smith and her undersheriff had both pled the fifth. In January of 2021, we learned four permits were released for security. And these were the security team for Apple's virulently anti-gun, and that's for you, CEO Tim Cook, and in exchange for 200 iPads. The following month, we saw how the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department ethics at the top translate down to the rank and file when a deputy who claimed to have been wounded turned out to have fabricated the story. The question really is, why wouldn't the deputy think corruption is systemic, lies are rewarded, and the only rule not to break is to not get caught? So throughout the relaying of mainstream, what I call the, the designated journalist accounts, David Kodria at Amalan, he reported about using those as springboard in consideration that real reporters not only wouldn't touch, but they also wouldn't even know to think about asking. Because for them, May issue is the way to go. The fact is, May issue permits generally mean may not. And make pay to play and or currying favor with the elites inevitable. And this has been proven out time after time after time over the years. 20 years ago, Los Angeles Sherry Lee Baca's Star Cops program resulted in an almost hilarious and potentially tragic incident. And depending on whose story you believe, less than a month after being sworn in, celebrity reservist Scott Zaki, 35, a scion of the Zaki Chicken Empire, did or did not run out of his Bel Air house in his underpants, did or did not yell, "Stop, police," and did or did not point a gun with a laser sight at a couple on a date, causing them to flee in fear from the scene. Mr. Zaki must now answer to firearms charges filed by the city attorney. Sheriff Baca has yet to explain why a background check failed to detect a 1992 brandishing charge against his protege, resulting in a no-contest plea and a 90-day house arrest sentence. Nor has he offered much in the way of explaining a second star cop recently arrested in an undercover money laundering sting. But going to another bastion of celebrity elites, we find then there's the reports that Bill Cosby himself had obtained one of New York City's rare, reserved for the rich, famous, powerful, and connected concealed gun permits, joining other celebrities like Robert De Niro and Howard Stern and Donald Trump. Then there's another fact you won't find out there. And if you think about it, the question, why not, becomes self-evident. Asking it would work against the citizen disarmament narrative and start waking people who traditionally vote Democrat up to the fact that their political leaders are swindling out of their birthrights. So how do the earnings and race, sex, demographic numbers and rates for permit recipients compare to the general population in Santa Clara County and in all counties throughout California? Are minority citizens afforded the same opportunities, or is May issue permitting controlled by police officials effectively racist? The Democrat-dominated government in California makes great noise about how inclusive they are. And how does that work in practice, from which citizens are permitted by the authorities to exercise the right of the people? And they have the numbers. They know the numbers. They're out there. So ask yourself, why don't they tout them? Why don't they tally them? Or maybe, ask other things. It comes down to this, and it's a very simple thing. Anybody who has control over whether or not you can carry a gun, if that is the case, all right, so there's a process you got to go through with permitting. Okay, I get it. But right now, you may have noticed, like Florida, you got Pennsylvania considering constitutional carry, as you would call it. And you also got Florida about to take it up. And Florida's a lot like my home state. With all of the things that are out there in the shall issue world, only two states had no provision for open carry, South Carolina and Florida. Florida still doesn't have one, and we have one in South Carolina if you have a permit, which I don't know why you have to have a concealed carry permit to carry a gun out in the open. Nobody in the legislature ever took the time to explain that one to me. But if you got to go to somebody and ask them for permission to do something, then they don't consider you to have that right. They consider this to be at their whim. And in the case of Sheriff Laurie Smith, she's been using this as a campaign fundraiser. She apparently has some special affinity for the San Jose Sharks, too. She likes to go and watch those games, I guess. I don't really know. But all that aside, I just find, sometimes I find these things interesting in that this happens everywhere this is done. And it never changes. There's no place where there's no corruption involved on some level in these areas where they've taken it upon themselves to decide whether or not you have a compelling need to carry a gun. And I've talked about this numerous times, but Sheriff Villanueva of L.A. County, he got out there and made this big old speech about how bad it was and how crime was up and murder was up and all these other things. And, you know, if you have a sudden surge in crime, then guess what? Especially when you're defunding police and you're 500 officers down from what you should have. Guess what? That creates that compelling need. In the same sentence, or in the same breath, while he's out there talking all this nonsense, though, he'll say, and if you have a compelling need, I could issue you a concealed carry permit. Except he just told you the compelling need. He just doesn't see it that way. And that's the problem. That's the problem. It's not up to them. It's never been up to them. It should never be left up to them. Because when it's left up to them, it's not may issue, it's not going to issue. Or, what's in it for me? Or, what do you bring to the table? There's a lot of subterfuge to it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One more time, eh? Merry Christmas. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now that I've gotten... now that I am the oldest I've ever been, I like to sit back sometimes and in a moment of nostalgia or whimsy or something, think back to what it was like to be this age, you know, to be 5 or 6 years old this time of year. And earlier this year, for example, I got to, when I was filling in on a local radio station, I got to interview one of Melanie Kravner. But if you were a kid, when I was a kid, you would have known her as Lucy Van Pelt of the Peanuts, of the Charlie Brown series. And that was a treat to get to do that because, you know, that kind of thing still sticks with me today. I still remember all that magic around this time of year, this idea, and you know, just the sheer exhilaration of it all, being young. So I saw something that's sort of interesting. Sometime in 1955, NORAD didn't yet exists. Y'all remember how NORAD tracks Santa Claus when he's coming and lets everybody know where they were. In 1955, they were called the Continental Air Defense Command, or CONAD. I fully get why they changed to NORAD, and I'm not going to talk about what CONAD rhymes with, nor should you. The mission was the same as it is today, to be able to respond to a nuclear strike if it was needed. And today the threat comes from a lot of bad actors in the world. In 1955, it was the Soviet Union. Stalin died on March 5th, 1953, and chaos followed the brutal tyrant's death, continued to heighten tensions between the U.S. and the USSR. Now, the commander of Continental Air Command was Air Force Colonel Henry Shoup. Colonel Shoup had two phones on his desk, a black one and a red one. And if the red phone rang, and it was not an exercise, a four-star general, the only other person in the world who knew the number besides Shoup, would let him know that he was the third person in America to know the Soviets had launched an attack on the U.S. If the president was not reachable, he was the second. And his job was to respond with a nuclear launch release that was basically unleash hell. Colonel Shoup was married with young children who eventually understood why he could not be home on certain days or nights. And this was as it was on Christmas Eve in 1955 when the red phone rang. Now at the time, and I mean this went on for decades, it was widely believed that if the Soviets were going to launch in December, it would be on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And Colonel Shoup was prepared to do his job. Like all warriors, as he answered the phone, he was praying it was an exercise. But what he heard was not something that he expected. What he heard was a young voice asking him if he was Santa Claus. He thought it was one of his own servicemen who had found the number that none of them should have and was playing a prank. And we get this from the Coloradan, December 21st, 2018, by Aaron Udell. Meet the Air Force Colonel behind one of Colorado's sweetest Christmas traditions. And this little boy says, "Are you Santa Claus?" she said. And Dad, now he's angry. He thinks one of his staff is playing a joke on him. Back to 55, Colonel Shoup realized that it was a child on the other end that he had unintentionally put into tears. He did not get that position without taking the job seriously, and he expected the same from his underlings. Had the child not started crying, he never would have believed it was not one of the people of his U.S. Air Force personnel. And then we get this from the Air Force Times, December 24, 2020, by Stephen Lucy. Is this Santa Claus? A misprinted ad and a good-hearted colonel sparked NORAD's Christmas tradition. It was only when the child started crying that Shoup realized it wasn't a prank call, so he switched gears. He broke out his best ho-ho-ho and asked if the kid had been a good boy that year. And he then asked to talk to the boy's mother, who alerted him to a pretty big mistake. Back in the day, children, Sears and Penny's used to put out a Christmas catalog, and it was everybody, you know, I don't remember when it came out, but by the time Christmas Day had come, the toy section would be worn out. There would be no print or no ink left on it. Those pages would be dogged to death. And the local Sears ran a clever marketing ad to help children call and talk to Santa on his private number. And when the number was placed, one digit was off. The newspaper accidentally ran Shoup's highly classified number for his red phone. Colonel Shoup was able to check the ad for himself to verify what had happened. And then he had the members of the U.S. Air Force working under him assist him in answering the red phone. Prior to that, if any airman working there had answered the phone, it was because his commander had been killed and there was no officer left to answer the phone. And the red phone rang off the hook throughout the night, with the airman and Shoup playing along. It was a pleasant break from a job that was deadly serious all other times. On the glass board that tracked airplanes in the United States and Canada, one of the airmen put up a picture of Santa's sleigh over the North Pole. Shoup's people weren't worried that they had taken things too far. An apology was made along with an offer to take it down. And from that same Air Force Times article, next thing you know, Dad called the radio station and said, "This is the commander of the Combat Alert Center. We have an unidentified flying object. And it looks like a sleigh." And the radio stations picked up on this, and they started calling every hour. And they would say, "Where's Santa now?" Because things were a much different, more simple time back then, the following day on Christmas Day, Colonel Shoup contacted the phone company to get a new phone number. He then had to send it, had to send it up the chain of command. And, the president, I'm sure the president was like, "Why we got a new phone number?" I'm sure that four-star general, "Why we got a new phone number?" Well, the following year, and the year after that, and every year up to, to today, they've kept the Santa tracker going. NORAD has replaced the Continental Air Defense. But the tradition that started at the tail end of that organization drew the attention of the world. From NORAD, we get, in fact, what started because of a typo has flourished and is recognized as one of the Department of Defense's largest community outreach programs. Each year, the NORAD Tracks Santa website receives several million unique visitors from more than 200 countries and territories around the world. Volunteers typically answer more than 130,000 calls to the NORAD Tracks Santa hotline from children across the globe. When you're sitting there on the tip end of the spear, to rain hell from the sky. And you have the capacity within you to make that shift and go from that guy to being the dad that you are too. You're looking at a Christmas miracle. The odds that Colonel Shoup's red phone number would be publicized and have children call believing that it was Santa's private line are astronomical. And yet it happened. Christmas is one of those things that helps children get through all of the things around them. Not a distraction, it is a special time. And this tradition that began with the wrong number, you know, this was during the era of duck and cover. This is when they were being taught in school that, you know, there's going to be nuclear attacks anytime now. This helped countless children get through the height of the Cold War each Christmas. Maybe it helped you. I wasn't around in the 50s, so it didn't help me. But maybe it helped you. And that's the story of how NORAD started to track Santa Claus. And so I leave you with that. After Christmas, there will be Monday, and then we will be back in the environment in which we find ourselves. And the primary thing you got to remember is that you just got to keep on going forward. You just got to keep on going forward. And you got to know when to shift those gears. Merry Christmas. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.